Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.
Age 5 is an important year in your child's life because from this point you're legally obliged to ensure they are getting an education. And for most children, this means starting school.
Put your hands by your side so we can see what letter sound you are. I have made a word. I'm going to sound it.
Taking that first step into primary education is crucial for you and your child. But how should you go about making sure that that all-important decision is right for them?
You, Emma, you're listening.
Here's Miss Ellis from Highfield Prep School in Harrogate. She says the question that you should ask yourself when setting foot through the gate is, would your child be happy here?
May I go to the toilet?
You may, sweetheart. Well done. I would say go and look at as many schools as you can and you get a feeling about a school. Mums and dads know their children the best, and when they walk into a school, they will know instantly. It's like buying a house. They will know that that school will suit their child or not, as the case may be. And it's definitely a feeling that you have. But when you're on that tour and having a look round, ask as many questions as you can. And the academic questions and the routine questions are all really, really important. But also ask those silly questions. If you want to know how the children will manage on the toilet, ask those questions, because that's what reception year is about, getting the children ready for school.
Head of the prep school, James Saville, agrees that it's important to invest time in picking a school suited to your son or daughter.
It's really about knowing your child is the most important thing. Every child is an individual, and that's important to remember. So think about the passions your child has, even at that very early age, and what makes them tick as a child. So you want a very caring school, a school where your child, in a sense, will feel at home, will feel valued, will feel looked after, and will feel safe. So I would always advise parents to look at a number of schools. Don't just presume that your local school is the right school for your child. Visit those schools and get a real feel of what it's like to be in the classroom with that teacher on an everyday level. What is it like with that head teacher as well? And feel free to ask those head teachers a lot of questions, because you are making a very big, very important decision for the future of your child.
You can also find more about a school by looking at their inspection reports.
In the independent sector, there's what's called ISI, which is the Independent Schools Inspectorate, but obviously there's Ofsted as well. And I would advise all parents to read the reports, because they give you a very good flavour of what the school is like. Some schools also have church links as well, so they would have diocesan reports. So it's very useful to read these as well, because some parents will have a decision to make based on their faith, whatever that faith might be. So it's important that they fully understand, again, the ethos of the school.
As a head teacher, Jane says something important to look out for is how the school communicates with you.
I always talk about what I call a golden triangle. If you imagine the three parts of a triangle is the staff, the pupils and the parents. And I strongly believe that for a school community to be successful, the relationships between all three of those must be very, very strong. Now, every school has its own systems, without a doubt, and communication might be done by letter, by email, by school app. There are many different ways, and it's important that the school makes the parent aware of how this happens, particularly in reception when they're starting. It's important that the parent feels free. They can go to the teacher and just say, how was my son's day today? And that may just take 30 seconds, but it gives the parent a lot of confidence in what's happening in the school, and so they are fully aware of how their child is getting on.
From day one, Highfield Prep aims to take children on a happy and exciting journey towards senior school.
When the children are actually in reception, they have a curriculum that's called the Early Years Foundation Stage. And in this, there's three prime areas of communication and language, physical development, and then personal and social development. But there's also four specific areas, which is literacy, mathematics, understanding the world, and expressive arts and design. So it's an amazing world they're about to be opened up to within the reception year group. And, of course, the whole idea of reading. Reading is amazing, and children get so much from it. And they learn very, very quickly because of the skilled teachers and the skilled teaching assistants within the classrooms. And reading is something that should be encouraged, I believe, with all children, without a doubt. But in schools, I think there's two particular areas we'd think about it. One is phonics, and the other one is comprehension. So phonics is an approach to reading that focuses on building words from sounds. Now, a sound might be represented just by one letter, the letter S or the letter M, for example, but also a group of letters like CH or IGH as well. And then what the children will start to do is start blending things together. So if they know the letters S and A and T and the sounds that they make, then they can blend them into the word sound.
Edward.
Good boy, go and get a house point. I am going to swap over. Let me see.
And it's a beautiful thing. As a head teacher, to walk into a classroom and see the children beginning to do this. I saw this, for example, today. The children together were blending letters. And it, again, it opens up a new world to them. And the joy that it brings them is amazing. And then there is comprehension. And comprehension comes in another way, in the sense that the children are able to understand a very great deal. And when we read books to them, they will understand more than actually they will be able to read themselves. So there's a huge amount of reading that goes on within the classroom so that children can really develop their comprehension skills and listen and talk about the books as much as possible.
I'm going to make a brand new word. This time, if you know the answer, put your fingers on your ears. Ready.
The first week we spend a lot of time getting to know the children. We teach them about the school routines, how to go to the toilet, how to use a knife and fork for lunch, how to manoeuvre between our two classrooms really, and how to be a little body in school. Some children come to us who are reading and writing, can change themselves independently, toilet themselves independently, and some children come who struggle with all of those things. But it's our job with the parents, we work as a team to put all of those skills in place. So the children who can read and write, we would take them further and move them on from where they're at. Children who are still developing the fine motor control, we call it, holding a pen and pencil and just learning their alphabet sounds, we would start them there and move them on from there. So we work as a team with the parents and we move the children on from where they're at. But there is a huge ability range within that, within the reception year group. At the end of the first day, they're already best friends and hugging each other and holding hands in the playground. And it's just a lovely age. They're friends instantly.
Now, today, while they're doing that, I will tell you which activities we can do.
So you've picked a school and it's nearly your child's first day. Here's some top tips from Headteacher James on how to prepare your child to their journey in education.
I would encourage all parents to be very open and positive about school with their child, talking about school all the time. And this could be just really the whole process, or isn't it great you're starting school very soon? But talk very openly about the teacher as well. So the child is used to saying about Mrs. Smith or whoever the teacher might be, and they can be really excited. I think it's also important to do certain things like practice the routines. It's going to be really exciting on the first day getting the uniform on for the first time. But maybe they want to practice that as well and be prepared for what they're going to do. Every child will have a peg, for example, at school. So if they can recognise their name and know where their things are, that will be really useful. Encouraging the children to have independence so that when they're at school, they are comfortable and confident about asking to go to the loo. We always encourage parents to make sure that the children know how to get themselves dressed. Of course, there's staff around to help them, but the more the children can do, the quicker they get changed. Making sure the children are actually used to eating with a knife and fork. They're used to the idea of sitting at a table so they can actually socialise with their new friends. Actually, what happens in reception is incredible. The children go on the most amazing journey throughout. And if you think of your child at the beginning and then you compare them at the end, you will see a huge difference.
Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.